Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is Dave Gibson, and today our guest is Jan Sircone. Hi, Jan.
Hi, David. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, welcome, welcome. Our intention for today's show is to light up every heart on the planet with unconditional universal love.
Well, it's a good night to do that, David. I like it. Excellent.
Cool. But before we get started, I want to, you know, say a couple of things about what's happening at the school. We've got our next semester starting up in January. First of all, we've got an open house on January 15th. It's from 1 to 6 p.m. at the school, and we do a lot of different meditations and a lot of information and put people on the sound table and vibrate them into bliss. And then our next program, certificate program, and associate degree program actually starts on January 17th at the Institute. We've got three nights a week and then some weekends, and that goes for about 3 months. And then you can go into the degree program if you like. We've also got the same program starting January 10th online with live instructors, and that's a couple of nights a week and then Saturday mornings. And it works really well. We've got, you know, people from all over the world, and we really, really get pretty high, you know, with live instructors. If you can't make the times, you can also join in by video. You can watch videos of the classes. We also have the sound healing audio production classes, which are totally separate from the sound healing classes. They're starting on January 17th at the Institute, and then also January 10th as well online. Let's see what else. We've also got some new CDs out, cymatic CDs. We're selling sound tables. We got crystal bowls. We got a wide range of treatments as well at the Institute. So if you're interested, give us a call at 415-777-2486, or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. And of course, our website is soundhealingcenter.com. Cool. Oh, and Jan is one of our instructors
in the
classes. So tell us a bit about yourself, just briefly, and then about your classes.
I've always been a singer, but it wasn't until I began singing with an overriding intention. Say I was singing torch songs, and I would imbue it with divine love, and I could just feel everything shifting in the room. So I knew there was something that if I shifted my consciousness, no matter what I was doing, that there would be a new stream. And then I worked with hospice patients for 6 years, and I am on my third center. I'm in Point Richmond now, and have a beautiful flower song store and sacred garden where I do healing and aligning through the vibrational field with the focus on the voice. And that's what I do teach at the Sound Conscious Institute, is how to use your voice to realign, take out vibrations, emotions that don't really work with your higher self. And, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, your classes are really inspiring. People often say that the main thing is that they really opens up their intuition in your class. The fact that you can just trust your intuition and have spirit come through.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I feel is that there's no formulas, no scientific formulas, that if we are truly working with the vibrational field, it is a divine flow of energy, and it's not logic. It must come from the heart and be guided by these higher forces. And so I tell the students, trust yourself, trust yourself, trust yourself. And the core of that is a three-point process that I teach so they can protect their energy field during healing, and they can call in the higher energies, and then they make an intention. So it's a very simple process so that they can very safely harness this huge field through their heart. And to be honest with you, David, I don't even think about it. In fact, two times I was doing healing, I fell asleep And I woke up, and I said, where am I? And the people I was working with, facilitating, said I did not miss one word. So that proves that the higher forces, when we do these processes, are coming through us for these healing initiatives.
Cool.
Amazing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Well, you know, it's interesting. I talk about in the classes, in my classes, I talk about, you know, love coming from four different levels of sound and vibration. One is there's the frequency of love, and some people talk about the actual certain frequencies like 528 or 432 helping to resonate love. But there's also the note of love, and I often think of it as D as opposed to, you know, F, or, you know, or whereas different people actually, if they tune into it, they'll come up with their own note. But then there's the timbre of love, the actual sound, and you know, just one sound from the voice can open up the heart completely.
Oh, yes.
And then there's the music of love, which is, you know, the whole realm of really doing these higher vibrations, because a lot of music is about sadness when they do love.
Yes. Yes.
And love is not a sad thing at all.
No, it's a rhapsody, a harmonic, flowing river of ribbons that just explodes little bits of ecstasy in the heart. That's how I sense it.
Nice.
You know, David, I want to tell you that I recently had
the fourth one is the energy of love, which I think is the essence of what you do, especially, is really bringing in that energy. And because that's really often the most powerful aspect of love is the energetic aspect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, yes, go ahead. What were you saying?
It's that intention. I wanted to tell you an exercise that I developed recently about wanting to connect with the loved one. And I know you do your beautiful Sound of Love workshop, and you'll probably love this. Mm-hmm. Is that you cannot touch or meet or understand anything unless you entrain with it. And that's a basic sound principle.
Mm-hmm.
So the fellow that I wanted to connect with, Spirit said, listen to this note of his heart. And I had to stop my thinking. I had to calm my body and listen till I heard a slow, beautiful note of his heart, and I merged with it. And it was the most fabulous thing, and he felt a shift. He totally felt that I could feel and sense and merge with his heart. It was unbelievable. What an experience.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, when you tune in to universal love and really become one with it, it's like, you know, it's kind of like, it's interesting because some people talk about it as flowing music. Other people talk about it as what you were just saying, as kind of just a frequency. But also when you go into that space where you're one with everything in the universe, it's like it's all frequencies with love kind of flowing through it.
That is the perfect explanation to me, because you are in alignment with like a divine fabric where everything has room for everything else and is respectful. And there's like an easing off of tension, and there's no separation. So that flow and joy is how the universe was originally created, and how I believe the 2012 shift that our Creator has designed a plan for us to reharmonize the earth structure, people, places, and things back to this divinity. And that's what your school is about, and that's what we teach and do.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I thought what we could do is go ahead and shift into a mode where we start bringing in this energy.
Excellent.
And we can just do what you exactly said, is to create protection and set space, and then call in the energies, and then go for it.
Excellent. Would you like me to should I take the lead here?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll take the reindeer lead. Okay.
Okay, cool.
So I would like everyone to make sure that your spine is straight to receive these energies. and just begin to let your mind go, soften your thinking, and drop right into your heart. Much of the wording and ideation here is from a great vibrational teacher, Carolyn Corey. Please take a deep breath through your nose and out through your mouth. That will help reprogram your primal brain system. We ask and intend to set a sacred space, place a beautiful pyramid, a point up and a point down, and place your body in the middle of this pyramid. You are completely protected and safe. We call this, Tom Kenyon calls it, the holon of balance. Feel how your energy field can expand and be protected in this sacred space now. Second step is we ask and intend to bring in the spirit family for each person listening here tonight. We call in the angelic realm. We call in the archangel. We call in the ascended masters and the beings of light. We humans have never lost our right to simply ask and intend that could never be taken away from us. And as human beings, using our voice to harness these energies, we become the creators. So just allow yourself to feel how the air is a little finer, you feel a little more elated and safe. In grounded in your physical body now. So take another deep breath through your nose and out through your mouth and sense the loving protection, safety, and energy field of these divine beings.
Including the Christ energy.
Yes, David, we've had wonderful experiences with the Christ energy. And I would like to say that the being who is Yeshua, we know as Jesus Christ, was the being who volunteered to take on the largest universal frequency of any human being in history. And this frequency is between 735 and 1,000 hertz. So tonight, to the highest degree possible, we call in your own Christed consciousness for truly the changes coming to earth. We are not relying on a guru or a savior. It is your own illumination with your own divine frequency. So we certainly do call in the energies of the Christ. So now we make an intention. We make an intention that the harmonics and the tone that David and I bring forth and that you yourself will be toning or humming or receiving, we make an intention that you allow this bath of divine frequency to move through your body and gently and lovingly shift all that is no longer serving you and applicable to the true divine being that you are, so that you can become a co-creator in alignment with your contract with the Creator for this lifetime. If you are listening to this program tonight, you are on a divine team, and you have great skills to work with sound, light, and color in the harmonic field, again, to shift the consciousness and the reality in all dimensions for Earth forever. This is an unprecedented situation for new planets such as Earth. So we are going to make this intention. And I'd like you to take a deep breath through your nose and out through your mouth. And now visualize over the top of your head is a brilliant ball of light of the highest frequency. And this is a formula made by the Creator, unfurled straight down over your head. Here on the eve of the Christ birth, we ask and intend to the highest degree possible with grace and ease that these frequencies, again, can be embodied in this incarnation now, tonight. So allow this ball of light now to slowly and gently descend. Coming into your crown chakra, feel the warmth, the familiarity, and the generosity of this energy flowing softly through your entire brain circuitry, relaxing and healing, allowing the nervous system to make new synapses calm and peace and infinite trust. Allowing the energies behind your eyes to soften and to let go. Most importantly, let the energies now bathe your throat with a new impetus to speak your highest and most authentic truth. We ask that the frequencies of permission, dissolving any old belief systems that you must conform in any way that is not your own truth. We ask that those frequencies and beliefs, thoughts are frequencies, be released now so that you may be free. David, I'm going to have you take over the enrobing of the heart with these Christ frequencies, please. I think David's in a beautiful trance.
Oh, but you always said to take for me to take over?
Would you like to take over for the heart? Yes.
Yeah.
Go right. Thank you.
Yeah. Bring love into your heart now with this golden ball of light. More love than you've ever felt in your life. This complete connection to all beings on the planet, this love, wisdom, feel it now. Think of all the relationships you've had where you're in love. And bring that essence of that love energy, which is universal love, into the sacred. And feel it, all the love on the entire planet. And in our solar system, and in this universe, now, that love that we are, the essence of who we are. Thank you.
source, your entire body is a tube of pure life, healing you, healing the earth. We are connecting all of our tubes around the earth now. This energy permeates the dirt, every blade of grass, every animal, every human heart, every drop in the ocean. All is bathed and enrobed with the Christic consciousness now. As Earth and her people are returned to their glory as designed by our Creator, we ask that this divine blueprint be stabilized and integrated and this bright illumination be permanent. Take a deep breath through your nose and out through your mouth. And just receive it, just simply by saying yes.
I want to play while we're, as we continue in this energy, I want to play a song that was done while holding the intention of the divine masculine and feminine balance to bring this essence of love even to a deeper level. You can also tone along with this song. It's about 8 minutes long. Or sing with it, with this energy. As we bring this balance back into the planet that has been so out of balance for so many years. Balance of the divine masculine and feminine. Thank you.
take another nice, slow, deep breath through your nose and out through your mouth, and begin to pull your energy field back in towards your body now. Just the right distance and space for you. And we place a beautiful, resilient, golden egg around your energy field, so that these energies are protected and held and stabilized and integrated. We ask and intend that all of these frequencies be incorporated into your being with grace and ease.
And imagine when enough of us, and we're so close, it could happen in this year, within a year. Imagine that so many people are holding this energy that everywhere you go, everybody you see is like, "Wee!" And it just, you're just lit up from everybody you see. And it not only happens locally, it happens globally.
Because
we're connected, you know, through entanglement in the quantum field.
Quantum field. So, every day is Christmas.
So then, very soon, it'll be hard to ever go out of this vibration.
This is the bridge. It's a vibrational bridge to the next dimension. And again, it's the way that our Creator has allowed for this shift, this new optimization of Earth to occur through your body. You are pushing the edge of reality by taking in this light. No one off planet can interfere with this. The law of free will only through the human in his volition. So, you are part of this team, and through your voice, through your touch, and through your intuitive sound healing, as an artist guided by divine higher powers, all that you do will be assisting these new forms on Earth to be successful. It's already a done deal, David, you know.
Well, the story's
already written.
I mean, a lot of people say that all the hearts, I mean, everybody's heart is not far from the surface. I mean, there's so many hearts that have, I mean, all the hearts have been lit up, is what a lot of people are saying. But, you know, also if you think about how many people there are on the planet that are living in love and light, I mean, it's a lot of people, because you got to count the babies, you know. I mean, there's 400,000 babies born every day. So that's like in 1 year, you got almost 200 million babies that are all lit up. And there's probably a few 2-year-olds even. And then if you count all of us that are like, you know, living in love and light as much as we can, you know, I mean, even, you know, a 30% person adds to, like, 3 of those people add up to a whole person. Even the 1%ers, there's a lot of 1%ers out there, and they add up, you know.
And I think every single person has the ability to, like a golden ticket, to go across this bridge of sound, light, and color into their freedom, free. One interesting thing is everybody listening to this radio station, of course, it works with past lives and history of the planet. And when I met David, I said, "David, you were here in the primordial earth." And he started laughing. So David is the perfect person to hold this frequency core, because in his consciousness, he remembers, he holds this record of this harmonic vibrational perfection. So tonight what we went through was helping us reestablish that divine alignment and principles and all of creation back on Earth again tonight.
Nice.
wonder what we wore back in those days, David. I always have these little questions that pop up.
God. Oh, my goodness.
Probably not human form. So it's cute. That's a cute question.
So amazing to imagine what it will be like. And it's I really believe that within a year now it could really happen where
yes.
we all are just, you know, it's like I say, if you're in a room of 3 million people that are living in love and light all the time, how long will it take? You know, and there's like, you know, 500 million on the planet right now.
Yes. And it's coming through, I believe, again, the concerts and the works of art that these beings, artists or angels, I've always said, are bringing these new initiatives through sound, light, and color. And they carry a signature. You can almost see their fields are brighter. And anyone listening to this tonight, I'm sure, again, and I want to invite you, do not plug into the game of logic anymore for what you're to bring forth, for money or old thought beliefs. Follow your bliss and bring what is in your heart out. You will be taken care of. You absolutely will.
There's a logic connected to spirit that is a complete, it's like a, I believe, a Fibonacci or golden mean flow. And when that's the logic that is one thing connected to another, so there's no loss of continuity.
Mm-hmm.
That's the essence of pure spirit and and really then the only other time we use our mind is, you know, to really, well, just to get where we need to go and get food and stuff. Ultimately, we won't have to even worry about that. But also, just to use our mind to have the techniques to get out of our mind.
Mm-hmm. So our mind is a tool to go where we need to be.
And then you always look for all the cool techniques that take you out on the branch and cut it off.
Yes.
That's what the mind's good for.
The heart is the new headquarters. That's what I would say. It's the new administrator. Let it take over. And often, I know I'm in that space when I can't remember what I said 10 minutes ago. I'm just in that flow. And I used to get panicked. And I used to say, oh, my God, I'm not really feeling in control.
Uh-huh.
But now it's completely calming to be in that flow because there's no break. In the reality, it's seamless. It's like the flow, and things come to me now. I don't have to worry and block them with my thinking anymore.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
This really is a big year, the monumental year, and I do believe that I've heard that the Earth Grid herself is healed. And so now this is the time to focus on helping more humans, the folks that really have ears to hear, eyes to see, and simply by us being us and just illuminating ourselves in that's the job, healing ourselves and being the beings that we are.
Yeah. You know, I think what's going to happen also more and more is it's really amazing how few people know how to go to a place where they're one with everyone in the universe.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's where sound helps, I think, to get... ride that sound stream, and that's what I learned in hospice, that's the easiest way to get out of the thinking, and it connects to all that is. I mean, think about it. Person's lying there dying to the unknown, and they can simply merge with the frequencies of heaven. So, where we can merge with each other. I love what you do in the concerts, especially at the end, when we do all merge in the beautiful sound of love. When are you going to do another one, David? We get a Valentine's.
Well, it's very close, actually. I think we're getting very close to another big one.
Maybe Valentine's Day.
That would be good. That would be good.
Heart connection on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
That'd be beautiful. So, David, I would like to just welcome everybody to take a look at my website. I'm in Point Richmond, right on the San Francisco Bay. Which I feel Rudolf Steiner said it would be the beings in North America that would be the tuning fork for the changes on the planet. So David is in San Francisco, and I have a center store, and I do sell the new alchemical, beautiful, fancy crystal bowls. And I'm here at Point Richmond, and my website is simple, music for joy and rosehealing.com, just as that sounds. And just stop in, have some rose tea, and we'll talk vibrational healing anytime.
So you got all kinds of you have a store there with all kinds of products now?
Yes, I have.
What do you have there?
I have about 20 alchemical bowls and crystal tones, emeralds, rubies.
Wow.
I have botanical elixirs. I have an amazing, beautiful garden that I inherited. Thea's garden, did a beautiful solstice celebration. And I turned, you know, it's a florist shop. And, you know, the place where people used to make the flowers, it's got a cute little door. That is now my healing chamber. And I have Randy Master's solfeggio tubes. I have anthroposophical gongs. I have 8 speakers. I have a woofer. I mean, this is an amazing sound space for transformational experiences for healing. So, yeah, it's my third chamber, and I think this is the best. It's just that you
cool.
have to come over and see it.
Oh, yeah. I would love to.
Yeah.
You know, we're now thinking to tentatively set the date to do a new sound healing conference on May 11th.
Right.
Most likely at the Craneway over there in Point Richmond, although there's a building we're looking at now in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right there on the edge of the bay is perfect because the water is a conductor. And okay, I'll go a little further. I believe, and I've had many visionaries I've worked with, that we are the first emerging interdimensional, well, it's already there. We humans are vibrating ourselves enough to go into a place, a city of light, here right in the Bay Area. So all of this is coming. I think humans are going to be quite surprised what's around the corner as they raise their frequencies. Life is not going to be what we think it is on Earth. It's going to be heaven on Earth. This I know.
Wow. You know, God, I was, you know, after seeing the movie Thrive, you know, I started thinking about putting together a movie that would be about, you know, what it would be like in this new dimension that would actually, I mean, because a lot of people, I realized I couldn't even imagine it. I can't even imagine what it would be like where everybody has health care, everybody's, you know, there's everybody's in complete abundance and everybody's fed and has shelter and education and such. You know, it's hard to even imagine that you know, the full cities of light where we're lit up, and it would just be cool to really just see what it would be like.
Well, there's different rules and there's a different density, so there's different needs for the body and the social structures. And I work with many women who are visionaries, and I'm working closely with Karen Jackson at the Center for Inspired Living in St. Richmond. We are developing a leadership program for women and visionaries to, we share our collective visions. And the point is, David, we are creating these new options on Earth, again, through us in our creative visualization. And to what I get is we'll be moving into the higher dimensional cities, doing work, and coming back out and assisting more humans to choose at what level to live in, which dimension to live in. That's what I've been presented with. And I've seen the city of light. It's crystalline. I've seen the city of light in my envisioning.
Uh-huh.
It's crystalline in nature, reflective of brilliant colors, as antennas, which receive information from different off-planet sources. We walk in tunnels. There are domed parts underneath the bay, and it's quite intricate and expansive and almost transparent and brilliant, as you can imagine, something interdimensional. Our friend Ariel has closely, not exactly matching my visualizations, captured it in his visionary artwork, and Daniel Holman has laid the groundwork of the geometric sort of illumination that is occurring to allow these things to be brought into fruition. So they're my favorite artists for these pictures.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's incredible.
It's happening. It's definitely happening. Yeah, I always put in my newsletter, are we there yet? And so now I'm saying we're riding in between the worlds. Time is collapsing. Can't you feel it?
Yeah.
Yeah. the need to do things anymore. Now it's just like, listen, go to that still point, and it comes to you. I mean, it's a totally different situation than even 3 months ago. It's accelerating. It's very pleasing for all this preparation that we've done for this time.
It's also, even right at this moment, tomorrow, that every planet after tomorrow for a month, every planet will be direct for a whole month.
So whoa.
It's like Jupiter goes direct tomorrow, and that's like all planets are direct. So
that's
it's like really a perfect time in the next month for amazing manifestation. God, well,
Sounds like it's the line.
yeah. So, God, it's for what we did, just completely opened my heart. You know, it's interesting. I have to tell you this funny thing. When I work with you and when I do other work also, the only time, I know when I've gone to a whole nother level, when I get, ready for this, chills in my butt. It's like
everybody.
I often get, you know, my heart opens, and I get chills in my head. But when it goes through down my butt, down to my feet, you know, I know that something that happened now. And I just have such an incredible warm feeling and expansive.
This is one of the deepest. I have to tell you that David and I have this intimate toning relationship where we were in Egypt and we went to the light together. Our top of our heads popped off and we went into severe bliss for 5 hours. So, David, I think we're topping ourselves here. Was it good for you as it was good for me?
Oh, it was good for me, baby.
Because you hold the masculine, I hold the feminine, there is an intertwining and a contrast.
Yeah.
And you and I are bringing these vibrations, and everyone with us here tonight that asked and allowed, I'm sure, is right with us. That's the part that excites me so much, is that we entrain together. We absolutely can go there together in one beautiful boat.
It's interesting, you know, to see both yourself and myself how much in the last 10 years we've transformed, and it just shows me, and it's just a perfect example of how people can completely, I mean, the way you've transformed, I've transformed, it's just been amazing. So
let's be specific about this, David. It makes us younger. Even my children.
Does. Yeah.
People say, oh, my God, she's getting younger. My kids say, do not pass us, Mom. But what it is it takes out all the stiff, all of the snags, and there's a brightening that happens on all levels.
It's funny, you know, it's the new healthcare. I mean, what the hell do you do?
Is.
I mean, just
it is.
How come we aren't this in 50% of hospitals? I had gray hair a year ago and it's gone now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I you know, just let's just say getting younger. And I was up meditating in the Tetons and they said, Jan, maybe if you tell people it's the harmonics of immortality, this will attract more of a mainstream curiosity. Because no one wants to get old. And you keep your passion, your sexuality, you want to eat healthy foods. And it's a vibrational field. So when I bring people into my store in Point Richmond, no matter what level they're at, I give them just a little taste, and then I push them a little bit further. It's kind of fun just to help
cool.
them. That's really fun.
Cool. Well, thank you so much. For showing up and doing what you do and being here today.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. I'm at my sister's house, and we have a house full here, and someone just kept trying to open the door, and I kept leaning my back and saying, don't say anything, I'm on the radio. So
cool.
Some family member was trying to get their code out of the bedroom. But Merry Christmas.
Cool.
Merry Christmas to everybody. Thank you, David.
So,
so
as we end each show, the trick is now take this energy that you felt, that you're feeling, that you're in right now, and hold it into the evening, into the rest of the weekend, especially through tomorrow, and through the whole of next week, and then even months ahead. and
we make the intention.
And then even years ahead, imagine lifetimes ahead. Thanks so much.
And so it is.